Tell us something about the musical heritage of your family.
I will start from my father. My father, late Pandit Chaturlal ji, he was a very great tabla player. Unfortunately, he expired at a very, very young age. He was only 39 when he expired. He was the first tabla player, musician, Indian musician, to take Indian music abroad. He was the first one with Ali Akbar Khan Sahab and Pandit Chaturlal ji. Was the first two musicians who took Indian music abroad in 1955. After that, then many musicians went, but they were the first one. And Ali Akbar Khan Sahab, you know, the greatest sarod player of this century. They were in the peak when they went there. And till date, his performance, his personality, and his playing was such a charming type of thing that everybody, wherever he went, spellbound, you know, just fantastic. Like, you know, you said, oh wow, we have never heard such a music. So that was such a big thing that first time some musician went and they were the best of their kind. So Western audiences heard Indian music first time of the best quality. That was a very good thing. Everywhere people would say, oh, Chaturlal ji is playing today. They will not take the main musician's name, you know. It is very seldom it happens with some tabla players, you see, that, oh, Chaturlal ji is playing, are you going today to listen, you know. They will not say the main artist's name. I would not like to name the name of the musicians that time we used to perform with. Like today, Zakir Hussain. If he is playing, Zakir is playing, are you going to go? You know, it was like such a craze. And the best part, that time we didn't have very strong media, like today we have. That time they only had radio station, maximum was radio, where you can reach the audiences, the people, or concert. Very less newspaper, no TV, no. And to make name that time of that height means so many people, means, you know, it is where it means what I mean to say, that it was so difficult to become so famous that time. Today it is so easy. It is so many channels are there, so many TV programs are there, so many outlets for musicians to, you know, perform. To go abroad, it used to be a very big thing that time. So difficult. Today every musician is going, small musician also who is not even well known and maybe not very good musician also, but they are going, where you going? I am going to Paris, I am going to London, I am going to America, I am going there, I am going there. Previously musicians used to just concentrate on their music. Now see, it has become a lifestyle of a musician. So they want to be exposed, and who doesn't want? Everybody wants. So this difference, as you asked me before, I happened to learn with my father's guru also. Because when my father died, his guru was still alive. So I learned with my father, then after his death, I learned with my father's guru. And then after 2 years, he died, and then I had a small, very small time, 6-7 months, have the privilege of learning from his guru also, Kibla Jahangir Khan Sahab of Indore. Jahangir Khan Sahab, very old tabla maestro. So I have seen, you know, I have seen those old people, and I was very young. I used to see how they were involved in music all the time. They will get up with a cup of tea only, they will say, hey, what happened to that Kaida? Are you playing that one? What is, you know? So that change is happening now. Nowadays a musician get up and he says, okay, yesterday's concert, what is the review? In which paper it's come, which paper has not come, which channel has shown my this thing. They are more into these things. They want popularity. Old musicians, they were not exposed to this. It was not there. So they didn't had all those channels. They only had one channel, Om Bhai Music. And it was so difficult to survive that time also. The kings used to support the big musicians. And, you know, it has become much easier now, which is good only. Definitely, it is very, very good. It means I'm not against anything. I'm just telling you my views, what I have seen. If you take the history of Indian classical music, all the great musicians, when they expired, there was not enough money for the family to take care of the other part of it, you know. So today musicians have, you know, luxury house, luxury cars, luxury, which is definitely very, very good. But I feel with all this luxury, they should also go deep into the music also. I don't know what I heard, like Nikhil Banerjee in sitar, Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahib, Pandit Ravi Shankar Ji. The coming generation, they are very, very good, no doubt, very nice. But that, you know, that smell, what a fantastic game. That is lacking somewhere. I'm very blunt. I don't want you to write all these things, but I'm just giving you, you know, you can put it in your own word in a very sophisticated manner. But this is the truth which I feel. So the young musicians, you know, they should really concentrate now. Again, they should really concentrate on the depth of the music. Surface. Music has come. It has developed in their own ways more, like doing fusion concerts. In that, it has increased a lot. Everybody wants to do fusion, common mass. At least they are seeing that classical part, you know, because jazz and all those things are, you know, making such a big way for them, you know. So with them, classical music is also coming up. In that way, it is so good. Previously, people used to be very, this, oh, no, I'm not going to play with some jazz musician, or I'm not going to play with some pop or rock and all. What is this? I'm a classical, I'm a pro, pure classical musician, I'll stay to my this thing. So these type of opening of the brain is happening now.
Now I would like to ask about your journey. When did you start to learn music?
See, everybody says that I started learning at 3 years, I started learning at 7 years, at 8 years, or 9 years, or 5 years, you know. But with me, I don't want to say that I started learning at this age. I was very young when my father used to come from the concert late in the night, and the student used to stay here, you know. He was a very different type of this thing, that he will come at 4 o'clock also in the night, and he will tell them, okay, get up now, let's start doing some music. 24 hours he was, whenever was he was in the bathroom also, the tabla bowls are coming out from there, and he's sitting there in half an hour, and then other person, that time there was not two, three bathrooms, you know. There used to be one bathroom and one toilet, you see, for the whole family. And there used to be a joint family, you know. Then somebody had to knock, bhai, come outside. Other people also. So he used to, while taking bath also, while using the bathroom also, while doing the brush also, he will just, you know, keep on, that counting never stopped running. So we saw it, you know, whenever we saw him, he was in music. And when he came home, whether it was 2 o'clock in the night after the concert, I have seen very few people like this. It was not a single day when he used to be in house in India, in Delhi, that he will not sit for music. If he comes at 10 o'clock, he sits with his instrument and he will call, okay, come. And that time I also used to sit, and he used to keep on watching at me as I don't keep tala, you know, he'll just tell me keep tala. So I was maybe, you know, 3 years, 4 years, that time only, you know, this thing started. And I don't even remember when he told me to start playing, and you know, when I came to my senses, I was playing, you know, it was like very funny. And I think it happens with everybody like this, in the musical family. They really don't know when they have started. Like my son also, you know, he was, because I know he was his age, my father could have told that when I started learning. Because I don't remember what was my age when I started learning. My son was hardly 2.5 year old when I used to teach him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 16 rhythm cycle. And he used to started clapping, and then I used to keep his hand on the tabla. And he used to, you know, sometimes just start banging on tabla, and you know, slowly, slowly, slowly the thing starts like this. So actual starting is at that time only, when they are 2, 3 years old only. But then when they realize, okay, they have started playing, that becomes a little later. So that is how my journey started. And I was hardly 9 years old when my father expired. But I still remember, after his death, I went to Bombay. And I was maybe just after 1 year, maybe 10 years old, when I played my first concert with my uncle, Pandit Ram Narayan. That concert was organized maybe by Max Miller Bhavan, Bombay, in memory of my father. So that first time when I played in front of the public, and still remember that was my first this thing, and just immediately after my father. So everybody picked me on their shoulder and they said, oh, maybe I must have played good, so they were happy, or maybe because I was Pandit Chaturlalji's son, so they just gave me that, this thing. So that is how I started, and then after my father's death, I used to go to Udaipur, my father's native place. Then I learned with him, my father's guru. After that, I learned with his guru also. Then I came to Bombay, was practicing and listening to his records and listening to other people. I was already maybe 15, 16 years, 17, 16 years old when I came back to Delhi, and then I started practicing my own. You know, when you practice, you learn so many things yourself also.
Mm.
But that background was such strong, because my father's guru was, you know, very much attached with my father, because my father was, he used to love his guru like God. Whenever he used to go to Europe, America, Australia, Germany, wherever, he used to bring so many gifts for his guru and very few for his family. So my mother used to say, what Guruji's full suitcase for us, there is nothing. He said, because of him I have, you know, able to go there. So everything belongs to him. You know, that type of feeling for his teacher. And he would send money order from Europe or America. I still have those receipts, you know. Used to send money for Guruji. But sometimes, you know, not for house, but Guruji's family. So he was, his guru was very, you know, attached to my father. So when I went to learn, you know, he used to cry sometime teaching me. And he used to beat me. Of course, old people used to be very strong. But after beating, he used to make me eat from my own hand also. From his own plate also he used to make me eat. So I was very lucky in this matter that at a very young age, I got lot of material. Because he also used to think, and he used to always say, God knows for how long I am there, you fool, learn more. You know, he was like that. So that type of this thing, and then I started playing, and I also went to Europe, America, everywhere almost. So I kept on playing like this, everywhere. And I always had a desire to become a soloist. So I, maximum concert in my life, I played solo. Being a tabla player. And then later on I started this society, Pandit Chatur. But this concert, I started it in 1978. The first time which concert I organized in memory of my father was in 1978. The first concert. And that time, because I had seen him, you know, how people, I was very young, but you know, so many people used to come home, and I had seen him performing also when I used to go, he used to perform with Ali Barkhan Sahib, Ravi Shankar Ji. So when this alap used to go on, I used to sleep, and when the clap used to come, you know, after they finish alap, the whole audience claps. So I used to get up when the tabla started. So that time I used to be wide awake. So he used to come home and he used to watch, because we were sitting in the first row somewhere nearby him only, you know, because I was very young. And so I have seen him. So that's why I wanted him to be alive till date. So I started this concert, organizing this concert, because with this I feel that I'm doing, you know, much more for my father's sake. And my son is also starting playing now. So I'm trying to give him that, which I didn't get it, you see. Because for a tabla player, it is difficult. Because tabla is an accompanist instrument. Very true. So you have to go to the musicians, okay, give me a chance to play and this and that. I tried with many people, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't work, you know, things happened like this. So then I thought, okay, let me start organizing concerts now. Then I did play for my concert also. I did many, I should not say like this, but the biggest concert in India, in Delhi, not India, I should not say that. I started one concert in Udaipur also, his birthplace, from last 5 years. And the first concert when I started in Udaipur, I went and met the His Highness, King of Udaipur, Maharana Arvind Singh Ji Mewar. So I said, Maharana Sahib, I want to do this concert in my father's birthplace, in his memory. So I want your help. He said, okay, I'm ready to help you. What type of help you want? I said, I want a place where I can do a concert and I want to do it in the palaces. He said, okay, fine, you choose the point. So I went and chose the very biggest point. I said, I want to do it here. So he was shocked. He said, what are you talking? This place where you can accommodate more than 3,000 people. And do you think you will be able to take a concert here and capacity, such a big capacity, if 100 people are sitting, it will be very embarrassing. I said, no, Maharan Sahib, I have little bit confidence in myself, so I will be able to do it. He said, make me sure, because when I also call, hardly, when me, I call people, then also 400-500 people with a great difficulty, they come for Indian classical music. I said, no, Maharan Sahib, you to just do, we have a different way of working on this concert. So I have still that recording. And he has said it in that recording that I told him, what are you doing? And he said, no, I will do it, and he has done it. I'm so glad I can remember those days when my fathers were there. And that time the kings were there. So if they announce anything, that whole city used to be there. So today I'm so glad that whole city is here. I can feel that everybody, you know, this place has become small for this thing. So we are organizing in a different manner, because why it is happening like this? Because we are not giving it commercial, this thing. We are doing it for music lovers, and whatever money we collect, we try to put into it, the program, not put into our pocket. So that is why today also our society is pauper, doesn't have much money for doing anything. For every concert you have to, every time you have to dig the well to take out water and do the concert, and whatever the water comes, you pour it on it. Okay, the concert should be good. The whole idea behind is that the concert should be a successful concert. And so God is helping us in this. It's not a thing to be proud of. but God's blessings, my father's blessings. So it is happening like that. So I am putting myself more into this now. So that's why I've started organizing concert in America now, in Germany. We are planning a concert in Singapore now. Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Bangkok, all those belt. So I want the society and my father's name to be spread once again like it was 40 years back. Everybody, I remember whenever I went in any country, his name was there. People, I met so many people. Oh, Chaturlal san, my God, they used to come and hug me. And they used to start crying. Literally crying. Means, I'm sorry to say, because that emotional attachment in India, it is more. In Western, it is not that much. You know, that is a very different experience I had of my father's name. He has never been to Mexico. I went to Mexico, and at the airport, there is one old man. He said, no, I will pick up your luggage, I will take up your tabla. I said, sir, please, you are so old. He said, no, I'm not doing for you, I'm doing for your father. I have heard him playing. So I'm so grateful that you have been here today. And means that's such an odd thing. After 30 years, you meet somebody at the airport. He came all the way to airport. He must have heard somewhere that I'm coming. And he came to the airport to receive me. And he would go for these type of things. I said, please. I came and bowed in my feet. I said, my God, what are you doing? You're like my father's age. So I requested, please, you know. So that type of this thing, I was playing a concert in London in big hall. So in the green room, I just laughed. And my laughter is like my father. And that organizer knew, had organized my father's concert. And he took me on the side and said, hey, come here, what is your name? And Charanjit Lal. I said, but are you somewhere related with Pandit Chaturlal? I said, yes, I'm his son. And he caught me like this and he said, my God, such a big privilege, honor to have you, all in blah, 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 blah. And anyway, okay, fine. Concert started and I was accompanying somebody on that tour. And he said, today is the greatest surprise for me and I'm sure for the audiences, for London people also. He said something and then he said, you know, the what surprise is that Pandit Chaturlal's son is here with us today. And 2,000-3,000 people were there in the audience and everybody means stood up and started clapping and whistling and God knows what started happening. I had to get up 3 times, kept my hand like this and bowed and did everything. Again I got up and this thing is not stopping, you know. Then I had to raise my hand. I said, please, let us start the concert. Because his name means, I'm surprised, after 30 years, that time it was 30 years when, you know, he had expired. It was so live, his name was so that everybody knew about him. You know, that type of impression he left to the Western world. I don't know about other musicians, but so many people met in Switzerland, people cried and cried and cried at Chaturlal san, my God. So I never felt that I'm in some other country. I just felt like I'm, you know, I'm somewhere in my own place. Because there are so many people who already knows you. So that type of experience, you know, so difficult to have. So I don't know what type of impression he used to leave. People met him only once. And till date they remember him. And remembered him to that extent that, you know, as if they had met him yesterday. So that is a very different this thing.
Can you describe the differences between the gharanas, especially what is the
definitely,
unique in your
definitely,
gharana?
Definitely. I would start from the other side. Basically, in the olden time, when my father's gurus used to speak about the gharana system. That time, they used to acknowledge very few gharanas, like Dilli gharana, पूरब घराना, फरुखाबाद ऑल्सो लेटर एंड अजराड़ा घराना. सो दीज वर द फोर बेसिक मेन घरानाज ऑफ तबला प्लेइंग. सो लेटर ऑन लखनऊ घराना केम, पंजाब घराना केम, मे बी दे वर देयर बट नॉट दैट मच एस्टेब्लिश्ड, और द ओल्डन मास्टर्स यूज टू रिजेंट, नो दिस इज ओनली दीज घरानाज एंड वी डोंट agree to, but today everybody is agreeing and it has all their rights. But I would only speak about four gharanas, and I would also explain you for your this thing knowledge what are the difference in between the gharanas. See, Dilli gharana is the basic gharana. The if you go to on the technical part or the main characteristic stuff of this gharana is it is played with two fingers. Whatever you play, maximum two fingers are used on the right hand. Left hand, obviously, my gurus used to say tablas are played with three fingers on the right hand side and two fingers on the left hand side. Only these five fingers should be used for playing tabla. And my father was famous for this, the clarity and the tonal quality of the instrument. His tonal quality was excellent. Very sweet, very clear. He was known for this, clarity and sweetness of the instrument. So let us not go on to that part. Dilli gharana is played with two fingers. In Farukabad gharana, or let's go to the second one, Purab gharana is played with the whole hand, open bowls, more open bowls, like this type of bowls are used. In Dilli, more sophisticated, all played with two fingers. Even my father has played Ajrada gharana with two fingers, these famous pieces. And he used to play with two fingers. With the two finger, what is the good part is clarity comes very much. And you know, I don't want to speak so much about it because this we give to our students and our children, you know. So basic idea is two fingers of Dilli gharana, pure of open bowls and whole palm and whole hand and open bowls are used. In Farukabad gharana, more flowy bowls are there, like this, you know, more this is. In Ajrada gharana, Dedi ka le, 1.5 speed bowls are used, and more of like dhindranagna, like 1.5 speed bowls are used, and dhindinagina is very much common in this gharana. Dilli, Purab, Farukabad and Ajrada. All I've said about Dilli is two fingers. Fingers are all used in all the gharanas, but the style of playing, like in Purab, it is more open. In Farukabad, more flowy bowls. In Ajrada, 1.5 speed, maximum bowls are of 1.5 speed, and in Dilli gharana, two fingers are used. These are the basic differences of the four different gharanas.
Can you tell me something about the history of your gharana?
See, my father was from Dilli gharana, and Dilli gharana is the most important gharana of tabla playing, or the first known or first started, like, you know, the Dilli gharana is the main gharana. From this gharana only all the tabla gharanas came. Like from Dilli gharana, if somebody went and stayed in Meerut, which is nearby place in Delhi, a small town called Ajrada, so that Ajrada gharana came from there. It is difficult to say like this because people get very annoyed ki, oh, what you are talking about, only one gharana. Purab gharana has their own story, Delhi gharana has its own story, every gharana has their own this thing. But as we are told that, you know, Delhi came, then Purab came, then Ajrala came, and then Farukabad came, then Lucknow came, then Punjab came, you know, all these types of gharanas came. So basically, as I know, to my knowledge, I'm not saying, oh, okay, this is the only gharana. There's nothing like that. So Delhi gharana was the main gharana from where this thing started, and my father was also from Delhi gharana.
Because the, as I know, the Delhi gharana is the oldest gharana.
Yes, it is. Everybody says, but you know, great maestros, they say that their gharana is also as important. So all the gharanas are important. Like your house is also important to you, my house is important to me, other person's house is important for him. So they would like to speak on their gharanas. So this, actually, we should really not go too much deep into the gharana system. We should go deep into the music part. All the bowls are used in all the gharanas. All those same. Teta is used in Purab also, in even Ajrala also. Tereket is used everywhere. Gidanag is used everywhere. Dhirdar is used everywhere. You see? So the language stays the same, but the playing style changes. The style of playing changes. The language almost stays similar in everything. Which is the gharana which doesn't have dhirdher or tereket or teta or dha, ta, na. Everybody has basic sounds. You know, they say the 13 sound from the right hand and 2 sound from the left hand. You know, so these 14, 15 sounds only makes the whole variety of the music in tabla.
Would you please tell me the 2 sounds of the left hand and the 13 of the right hand?
Yes, yes, of course, why not? From the left hand, close baya, kat, or ka, and open is ghe.
Bas, 2 sounds
on the left. And you can, like pressing ghe, 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 ghe. Ka, you can play with, like, pressing from your thumb, first finger, and cut. In light music they make like this. Ka can be played with the close this thing also, slap also. But basic sound is ka and ghe. Then everybody has their own views. That's what I have been taught. From right hand there are 11 sounds. Ta, na, din, kat, tita, kraka, Talan, Dina Dina, Tina, Tina Tina, like, you know, I'm not confident. Anyway, whatever it is, there are many, I've already said. So like this. So all these bowls are in all the gharanas. So, you know, the only playing style is changed. The position of your hands. In Purab gharana, you have different way of playing. In Delhi gharana, you have different way of playing the same bowls. In Ajrala, you have different cuts of going. In Farukabad, also. You know, so it is like that.
What is your view about the future of the Indian classical music?
Well, see, you can't predict the future of anybody or anything. It can be good, it can be bad. In life, ups and downs are there. Similarly, in music also, ups and downs are there. Some people say, oh, old music was great. Some people say, oh, this new music has its own charm. So it varies from person to person thinking. What a person think about music. Like, for me, I would say, because I have learned into a very traditional way of music, and I'm sticking to it also. So, many people are not open to new things. They think what our old masters have done and what they have really done is remarkable. They have done everything. But it is only, it was not recorded that time. It has no history of what Qibla Jahangir Khan Sahib played or older than them people played. Nowadays we have, we see. What I have seen, my children will not able to see it. So for them, whatever is coming is the best. You see? Like we have seen Krishan Maharaj Ji, but I have not seen Kanthe Maharaj Ji. Krishan Maharaj Ji is great for us. It's like a god for us. Allara Khan Sahib, very great. Amujan Tripura Khan Sahib, I have the greatest this thing for him. You see, as a tabla player. So I would say they are the incarnation of God for of music of tabla. Mm-hmm. These old masters. Nowadays also people are doing, but you know, like my father started South Indian calculation. Now everybody is doing calculation. But in those times they had different type of calculation. It is not that there was not calculation in the older times. But they would, the audiences and the musicians, they would go for today speed. In older times they used to go behind the melody more. They used to say this is one sound instrument, ek sur ka saaz hai, ek sur, one tone instrument. So we have to maintain that tone and we have to do something in that tone which appeals your ear. Music is not a loud something noise of your making high sound like rocks and pops and they make rock. So but nowadays audience is wanting that also. So many people are trying to do that also. But if you go 50 years back and if they will, if you make them listen to this music, they'll say what nonsense is going on. Stop it. You know, they would not take it because they have seen the so high stuff, so deep stuff. Like if you listen to Dha of my father, it used to come from boom inside. It will, you listen to my father's recording and listen to Dha, the sound. Wherever he comes and comes on some or sometime in between he will use Dha. You will see that sound coming from deep inside the instrument. Dum, from inside. And you will, in your heart you will dum, something is Dha. Andar laga. Inside you will feel that stroke. So these touches, they used to go for that. That it should penetrate inside your heart. That sound should penetrate into your ears. Oh, what a fantastic sound. What a sweet sound. What a clear sound. Today it is loud. You see? Fast. In that time, it used to be, how to explain, I don't know. But it used to be very deep. Like, today, people will go, dhat, 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 dhat. So Daya, left hand and right hand combination and coordination, and then the sound which is coming out, it should make you, you know, feel like, oh, you're floating in air or you're floating in the water. Today music makes you jump. Every time whoever asks me, I am very blunt in saying, see this difference which is coming, maybe good, maybe bad, God knows. But for me, I feel, okay, this is good, all right, fine. But you should have little words to that also, which is also vanishing slowly, slowly. What Amujan Tripura Khan Sahib, I myself personally have heard him 4 hours, 5 hours, whole night. Tabla solo. Today, if you go to listen to Tabla solo, you can't listen more than an hour. Your head starts spinning. Maybe because of so much of loud. That time it was no mic also. And 200 people are sitting, and even the last person is able to hear it very clear. See that strength in their hand. That so far person sitting also can listen it very clearly. How powerful hands. That is becoming less. Everybody is using mic. Volume is electronic. How much loud you can do, you do. So those things are, you know, getting less. You will not believe it. Many musicians, if there is no mic, they become very uncomfortable. So, oh my God, how without mic, how good to play? What about the old musician when there was no mic system only? Maybe the acoustics were very good, but I have seen it myself. I have heard it from my own ears. If my Ustad Sahib is practicing and I'm 10 houses away, I could make out, oh, he's already set for practice. So I used to run up. Today we are going to get scolded. Imagine Tripura Khan Sahib used to play at age of 90 in Bombay in National Center of Performing Art. He used to take classes there. I used to go sometimes there also. So downstairs we could hear, if Khan Sahib is playing, you could hear it downstairs in the staircase, okay. Sound is coming down there. So these things are, maybe they used to practice for one kaida 6 months. They used to call chilla, and chilla means nowadays though people doesn't have time to play practice like that, because there are so many other things involved in music now. You have to do what do you call PRO ship also. You have to attend the interviews also. You have to see your family also, the children, their needs have become so much. You are so much into luxury that without AC you feel, oh, I am so uncomfortable, feeling so hot. But I remember my childhood, there used to be not even cooler. And in the house, in my guru's house, there was not even a fan. And we used to practice 4 hours. If you don't practice, he's going to beat you. And beat you means literally beat you. So that scaredness was there. So we never used to feel hot also. But today, first thing I came, you were sitting there, I said, put on the AC, that is very hot. We discussed before the interview, we discussed, it's so hot. Ustad Vilayat Khan Sahib, greatest sitar player, we had his concert. After 10 years he played, and he was so happy. Shri Photo Hall was overpacked, and at least 500 to 1000 people went back. There was a gate crash. We could not, there was no place inside for people to sit. And after a long time, he played for 2.5 hours continuously. And after the concert, I said, Baba, you still, it doesn't look like that you are so old. The way you played, he said, I was in good mood, and it happened. And we have practiced like that. He said, I used to practice 18 hours in a small room in the summer with roof of that lohe ka patra, what do you call in English, iron sheet, thin iron sheet. And during rainy season, we were poor, there was holes inside which used to drop water, used to drop inside. So we used to sit in such a corner where water doesn't fall on us, and everywhere water is falling, and we are practicing. In the summer, no fan, we are still practicing. So today, our children or the generation coming in front, they can't sit to practice without fan, because they are exposed to it so much, and they have become aware of it so much. So they need all those comforts. To fulfill those comforts, you have to give, you, oh, my son is very hot, he's crying. You need to have fan or cooler or AC or whatever you can provide. So providing all this artificial, what do you call it, artificial needs. They are not natural. Fan was, is not natural, AC is not natural, fantastic house is not natural, hut is a natural thing. Sun, heat is a natural thing, winter is a natural thing, rain is a natural thing. All these artificial luxuries are becoming, making people more useless, I feel that way. And they are getting into these things more than into music. If you are, music is such a great meditation itself. If you are into it, for hours you will not feel thirsty, you will not feel hungry, you will not feel hot, you will not feel cold. If you once in, you are into a mood of practicing, I have gone through it, that's why I can, I have experienced it myself. At 6 o'clock in the evening I used to sit to practice till 6 o'clock in the morning. I used to eat my dinner at 6 o'clock in the morning. But in between I used to never even feel hungry, never used to feel thirsty also. Never used to go to the bathroom also. Sometime when the bladder is very badly full, then oh, I have to go to the toilet or I have to go to the bathroom. So music is such a thing, it takes you away from everything. You will not, once you are into a mood, you really forget everything. If you are into it. I would not say in classical music, in any music. If you are into it,